Joining us on Dean Blundell and Company now, the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, Mr. Rex Ryan. Mr. Rex Ryan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
You know what? We're doing great. Really appreciate you doing this. As I understand, you're a little busy at the moment.
Just a little bit, but, you know, no problem. Always have time for you guys, and obviously, you know, Toronto's a big Bills fan base, and, you know, my time living in Toronto, I lived there for 8 years and things, so always try to make time.
Well, we appreciate it. I guess we'll just get right to it. You've been busy remaking this team and adding to this team and trying to figure things out. I know it's like a big puzzle, starting with the quarterbacks, and you're going to get a million of these questions. So, you know, you've had a look at all three guys. E.J. Manuel came out today, says he loves Buffalo, doesn't want to leave. Do you have a clearer picture of what you're doing at the quarterback position today?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, first off, you go in and it's really been a situation that that you wanted as a coach, and that's that all three guys are playing well, and they're going to make the decision really tough for us, and that's really what you have. I think our quarterbacks, all three of them, they're doing an outstanding job, and you can make an argument for all three guys on you know, who should be the starter and all that. But, you know, to me, this is a good scenario to have.
When do you decide that?
Well, I think, you know, ideally, right after this preseason game, we'll get together and, you know, we'll have a plan moving forward. We might not announce it, but we'll know who it is by then.
Rex, when the offense have weapons like Sammy, like Percy Harvin, like LeSean McCoy, does that make it easier on the quarterback or more pressure on the QB to get the ball to those guys?
Well, it definitely makes it a lot easier because you got guys that can get open, guys that are explosive and open things up. But, you know, pressure, I think expectations are that, you know, we'll have a core of playmakers that, you know, obviously there's going to be a lot expected of you. And, you know, get the ball into their hands, obviously that makes it easier. But expectations, you know, come with, you know, rise up a little bit with the kind of talent that we have.
When you saw, I watched that Sammy Watkins catch with his left hand, are you, when you see some of these guys and you're aware of how talented they are, specifically guys like Sammy Watkins and LeSean, and I know Sean's banged up right now a little bit, but do they still make you say, wow, a guy like Sammy Watkins, because you realize how good he is by some of the special things that he can do?
Yeah, I mean, it is amazing, you know, the talent of some of these guys. It's, you know, it's freakish almost, but, you know, all three of those guys are, you know, banged up when you talk about Percy Harvin, because there's another guy. Oh, by the way, Percy Harvin. But Percy Harvin, Sammy Watkins, LeSean McCoy, they're all kind of nicked up. But you've seen those things when they've been out there and they've been healthy. It's like, oh, my goodness. And that's where, you know, we just got to get our guys back healthy, which they will be, you know, for the opener. So we have, I mean, you know, let's roll them out there when they're healthy and let's see what we have. But, you know, yeah, the excitement, and you're exactly right. You'll see some of those things like, oh, my God, like, wow, am I glad this guy's on our team.
Yeah, you mentioned Percy Harvin. I know he really wants to be a, kind of a traditional wide receiver. But talk about the flexibility with a guy like that, returning kickoffs and punts, and you can use him in a wideout position. You can use him on the reverse. Is it fair to say that you're going to try and be a little more flexible with him, and is he open to that as well?
Oh, we'll definitely do a lot of things with Percy, you know, and you're right, as a kick returner, definitely be our number one kick returner. He has had some, you know, he does have punt return abilities as well. We'll see if we do that with him. But, yeah, we'll use him in all kind of ways, sometimes in a backfield, in a slot, out wide and all that. But remember, this is a guy that literally was he was leading the league in receptions when he was healthy in Minnesota. So he is an all-around talent. I think people see like the gadgets and all that, but he's much more than that.
Well, Rex, we know you talked about injuries, and obviously LeSean's banged up now, and you got a lot of injuries at the running back position. The last time you were on the show with us, you broke that you signed Tyrod Taylor. Is there a specific running back out there you kind of have your eyes on that you could maybe fill us in on here just between the three of us?
No, I mean, we'll take the guys that we have. I don't think we'll be down to our sixth and seventh running backs. So when the season starts, I think, you know, obviously it's a group we felt great about. We have a lot of depth, and quite honestly, we're down to six and seven. So, you know, those guys obviously won't be running the ball for us in a regular season. But, you know, shoot, that's kind of where we're at. But our guys are starting now to get healthy. You get Fred Jackson back, should get Booby Dixon back, Bryce Brown. Should have, you know, our whole complement of backs heading into the into that first game. So we're not looking for anybody.
Well, that would lead me to the next question. Jason Lacanfora, who was on the program recently, said in a great article, it was more inside football, will banged up Bills reach out to Ray Rice. Has there been any conversation about Ray Rice in and amongst yourself and the Pegulas, or any inklings as to whether or not you guys have had a conversation in regards to Ray?
No, absolutely not. No truth to that.
All right, that's where we're getting. And interesting too, because you know you're a second chance guy. You know, we saw you in Richie Incognito. Everybody makes mistakes. You brought in Richie. You know, of course. And Mpally has come in and is a guy that you've drafted. Do you take a different approach when you have some guys that maybe questionable decisions they've made in the past? And do you sit down with them and say, hey, listen, this is how we're going to do things here. And if you can do your job, you've got a home here for a long time. Is that something that you do or an approach you take to second chances and some guys that have some talent and can stay in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, you always – you know, I'm not going to bring somebody in here that I don't think would be able to succeed. And I've said it many times, but in not just on the football field, but in our locker room and in the community. And if we don't feel that they're those kind of people, regardless of talent, then they won't be here. A lot of these guys I've known, and you know, I had a pretty good feel for them, so that's why I feel great about it. Now, you know, you mentioned Ray Rice. Ray Rice is a young man that I'm very aware of. However, he doesn't fit with us. For quite honestly, we have five running backs that we feel really good about. So why would we add anybody to this situation? We don't need to. We're deep at running back.
Rex Ryan, our guest, head coach of the Buffalo Bills. If you did have a need at that position, would it be something you would consider as you know, because you've known the guy, you've had the guy, and of course everybody makes mistakes. Do you think he's going to get a second chance?
I have no idea. But I know he's not going to get an opportunity here, like as I mentioned before. So we have, you know, like I said, I feel good about our running back situation here, albeit, you know, not right now when you got, you know, you're down to your seventh guy. But, you know, it's clear that, you know, that we feel good about what we have, you know, and that's why, you know, we're where we're at now.
Rex, don't know if you've heard, but there's this deflate gate thing going on with Tom Brady and the Patriots, and you guys face them off week two. Do you kind of want him to be in the lineup so you guys can get a piece of those guys?
Well, I'd like to get a piece of them anyway, but I just want to beat them, and it'd probably be a lot easier to beat them without Tom Brady than it would be with them.
And Rex Ryan, again, our guest, head coach of the Buffalo Bills. What have you been, quickly, you've been there now a couple, three, 4 months, and you've kind of gotten a taste of the community, and you've entrenched yourself, and what are some of the nicest surprises, and not just being in Buffalo and the community, but with this team, what are some things and maybe some guys that you've brought in that have surprised you the most?
I just think that the overall depth of our team is and I don't know how much of a surprise it is, but it is, you know, it's even, I guess it is a little bit of a surprise because it's even deeper than I even anticipated. So we're loaded. We're going to end up letting go a lot of good football players. And that's good because it makes everybody better, you know, through competition. But there's going to be a lot of our guys that we let go that play for other teams in this league. But that speaks volumes about the depth of talent that we have here.
Rex, obviously the D-line in Buffalo is incredible, and they're expecting big things out of the D. Where does this rank training camp-wise when your time with Baltimore and even those championship teams with the Jets?
Well, no, all teams are different, you know. So you go into the season. Obviously, our front four is as good as any in the league, probably the best in the league. So, you know, yeah, the expectation should be set high, and that's what I tried to tell people when I got in here. Four's not good enough. You know, so it's certainly not my expectations for this unit.